Welcome back. Once again, I am Bill Ferro, managing partner of the law firm of Ferro, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar. We're located at 825 Veterans Highway in Hopog. Our telephone number, 24 hours a day, is 631-581-9494. In New York City, it's 212-244-7676. On the web, you can find us at www.trialattorneys.com. This is a very special show. We're talking about DWI. We're talking about the ramifications and the devastation of driving while intoxicated. And while I hope nobody out there ever does, if you do and you need a lawyer, you know, don't be ashamed. You're going to need legal representation. Pick up the phone. Call us. We'll give you a free consultation. We'll tell you what your rights are. We'll tell you, you know, what you're facing, what the potential sentence would be as you go to court, whether it be in Central Islip, Riverhead, or Hempstead if you're in Nassau County. But most of all, we're here today to tell you, think. Think before you drink and drive. Think about what you're doing to yourself. Think about potentially what you're doing to your family. And think about potentially what you're doing to others. And you know what? I can talk about it all day, but I don't know if I'm really going to get through to you folks out there without, you know, telling you something really real. You know, you read the papers every day. You read about these horrible accidents that have occurred in the last 10 years here in Long Island. A horrific story in Nassau County of the person who hit the limousine when he was going the wrong way on the highway and you know, killing a young child. And those are real stories. I mean, you know, you read them in the paper and you don't think about it if you don't know the people. But, you know, let me read you something from this June. I'm going to read you something I found in a newspaper, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. And what the article says is police say a Lindenhurst man is under arrest for allegedly driving drunk and causing an accident that killed a woman in Huntington Station on Sunday night. Firefighters rushed to Route 110 and Jericho Turnpike to pull three people from an SUV after the crash. Police say 34-year-old driver was driving drunk in his Ford Explorer around 9:30 p.m. when he rear-ended a Ford Escape. The SUV, a husband and a wife, and their adult son were sitting at a red light waiting to turn left onto Route 110. They had just left their home to go visit their other son and their daughter-in-law at their new home. Police came to the scene. They pulled the people from the SUV. The woman, identified, 56-year-old woman of Huntington Station. Her husband and her son rushed to the hospital. Everybody taken to the hospital. The defendant who caused the accident arrested. Without names, it's just a story. But if you attach names to it, and I will in a moment, I want you to know how very, very real this is. The woman, 56 years old, was Karen Holden. She was a nurse at St. Francis Hospital for almost 30 years. She was beloved by everybody that knew her. She had a husband named Bill Holden and two sons, Ken and Robert. She had a sister, Lynn Rogers, who was also her best friend. She was a graduate of John Glenn High School, class of 1978, and is described as endlessly loved by everybody and the kindest woman you could ever meet. She took care of everyone, had a gentle soul, and always made people feel happy and safe. Karen Holden died that night in that vehicle. She never even made it to the hospital. She left behind that husband who she loved so dearly. She left behind her two sons who will never be able to properly say goodbye to their mother. She left behind a sister, Lynn Rogers, who I graduated high school with, who every day sheds tears for her sister. All because a 34-year-old with prior DWI convictions and prior license suspensions. You know what? His name is not relevant because this is not about him. This is about the devastation that it caused to the other people as a result of his DWI. He will have his day in court and he sits in jail now awaiting a trial or awaiting a plea. But right now I'm talking to you about the family and what this has done to them. This has tore their life apart. They will never be the same. They will never be whole. Because when you're sitting in the car going to visit family and you're innocent and you're smiling and within a moment your life is taken from you, the people who are left behind to pick up the pieces will never understand it. They'll be angry. And believe me, folks, they are angry. And they want revenge, but they know that no matter what sentence a defendant gets, and if you're the person that got behind the wheel and killed somebody, you are looking at a substantial sentence. We're talking 7 to 21 years, 5 to 15 years. You know, that's what justice is out there calling for. And as a criminal defense attorney, you know, you've got to go to, you know, if you represent this young man, you're going to represent him. And, I respect all lawyers and everybody's entitled. Everybody's entitled to a great attorney. And, you know, the Constitution says you're presumed innocent. But if you are, in fact, convicted, you're looking at major, major time. And you know, this family that was left behind is again, trying to pick up the pieces. And, you know, it's a heartbreaking story, and it's hard for me to get through it. They have started a group. They've started a campaign. It's called Keys for Karen. They're putting boxes, beautiful boxes, decorative boxes in bars and restaurants all over Long Island, begging people, begging bartenders, begging hosts, begging restaurant managers. If you see somebody that looks intoxicated, please ask them to put their keys in one of these boxes. A Key for Karen, it's called. They've started a scholarship foundation in conjunction with St. Francis Hospital because, as I said, Karen was a nurse for 30 years at St. Francis, and the hospital is devastated by her loss. Her friends, her colleagues, you know, I met with Lynn, her sister, yesterday, and my heart breaks. And I appreciate the fact that they've asked me to share this story because it's devastating. And this is what DWI does to people. So think about it. If you're in a bar, if you're in a restaurant, and you're a social drinker, please be smart. Think before you take that second drink or that third drink, because this story I told you is very, very real. People die as a result of DWI. And you know, again, I talked about the defendant and the time that he's facing. And you know, listen, if you have any accident, you're looking at facing some kind of jail time, even if you don't have a record. So somebody doesn't die, somebody gets hurt. Are you willing to risk 6 months of your life, up to a year of your life, to have some fun in the bar? To drink during Monday night football? Are you kidding me? It's prevalent. It's out there. And you know, people call all the time. And, you know, again, you're entitled to an attorney. You should call an attorney. You know, we're willing to talk to you if you get a DWI to explain your rights to you. Our number is 631-581-9494. Our firm is Ferro Cuba Mangano Sklar. We're at 825 Veterans Highway in Hoppog. Give us a call. You get a free consultation. Usually it's a family member that's calling. It's not you. Why is it not you? Because you're in jail. You're in jail and your family's calling. Maybe it's your son. Maybe it's your 18-year-old son because he's your oldest child and you're divorced. And he has to make that phone call. God, I've got to find an attorney for my dad. Imagine what that feels like, you know, as a kid to know that your dad was arrested. You might be a good guy, but you did a stupid thing and you're entitled to an attorney. But think about the effect it has on everybody, the effect it has on your family, the effect it can have on other families. You know, we live in a great place here in Long Island and there's a lot of bars and there's a lot of restaurants. And sure, you know, they run advertisements and during the Super Bowl, we see beer commercials. What those commercials do, what those bars are doing is they're encouraging you to drink, but they are in fact encouraging you to drink responsibly. So, you know, I'm asking you to do that. I'm telling you to do that as an attorney, as somebody who's been in the trenches and watched people go to jail. And listen, if you get one DWI and you think it's just a slap on the wrist. I lost my license. I was able to deal with it. I got my license back. And so I'm going to go have another drink or another two drinks. And you get that second DWI and two DWIs in 10 years. Well, you hit the lotto because now you're charged with a felony. All right. And a felony You know, that's upstate time now. You know, maybe you get probation, 5 years probation, but now you have a felony conviction. And guess what? You don't like the president of the United States. You want to vote in the next election. Sorry, you don't get to vote. You've got a felony conviction. Maybe you like to go shooting at the shooting range. Guess what? You don't get to shoot because you're not entitled to fire a gun. Think, be smart. Before you have that second drink or that third drink, think about Karen Holden. Think about her husband, Bill. Think about her sons, Ken and Robert. Think about her sister, Lynn, and all their family and friends. And the fact that she never came home that night because somebody drove while intoxicated, caused an accident, and took her life. Think about that. Once again, I'm Bill Ferrell, the law firm's Ferrell, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar, 631-581-9494. That's 631-581-9494. Thank you.